Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we celebrate May Beef Month.
We are excited about putting several different activities into play in support of May Beef Month. First of all, we're going to be stepping up live engagement on our social media in May with Sherry Glazer, who is commonly known as the Dirt Road Dietitian. Our goal is to be all things helpful with these live events for consumers cooking at home. We're also going to be rolling out new videos featuring Sherry that were done in partnership with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So thank you, Dustin. We rolled out two in April, which focused in on consumer needs, such as batch cooking with beef and freezing beef. We have two more rolling out in May for May Beef Month, also focused on helping consumers stretch their dollars in meal preparation. May Beef Month will also be supported with the continuation of our YouTube campaign and Google search campaigns, all leading up to Memorial Day and the start of the grilling season, at which we have a new National Beef Checkoff campaign launching, which will brighten our day.
To learn more about how your Beef Checkoff dollars are being invested, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the cattle futures market today fell on pretty hard times, down sharply, down $1.97 in June, which put them at $92.75 last. August were down the limit, and October both down the limit, $3, and then December down about $2.97. So a lot of weakness there on the live cattle. Feeder cattle, the same story. We were over $4 lower on all contracts out to October. So May, August, and September were all $4 to $4.25 lower. So disappointing there as we work back to fill some gaps that were left on the rally. Box beef at midday was $6.93 higher at $467.81. That's another big up day. Select was at $448.87, down 12. Choice Select spread is $18. And I don't know how relevant it is, the Choice Select spread, $18.94. I don't know if that's good or bad at these really, you know, double normal prices on the box beef, but that's currently where that is at. The other thing is Friday, which brought some optimism over the weekend, and a lot of traders thought the market would be higher at the open, but Friday, President Trump said that the U.S. government this week would begin to buy U.S. dairy, meat, and then specialty crops. Did not really translate into higher prices, at least as of today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Sutphin Cattle Company is proud to offer 20 big, stout, age-advantage bulls to be auctioned off tomorrow, May 12th at 1 o'clock at Oklahoma National Stockyards. These 20 bulls are two-year-olds and yearling heifer bulls in the Angus, Limflex, Red Angus, Sim Angus, and Charlet breeds. All bulls are trick and fertility tested. Don't miss the sale. 1 o'clock sharp tomorrow, Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. For more information, go to SutphinCattle.com. The bull sale you don't want to miss tomorrow, 1 o'clock sharp.
The grain trade finished today mixed. Corn was slightly higher here. It was 10 or so cents higher this morning. We finished 3 to 4 cents higher with November beans up 3 even at 857 and a half. Mid-morning here, there was some talk of Chinese soybean purchases up to 240,000 tons or four cargo loads shipped at the beginning of July from the Pacific Northwest. All the rhetoric going back and forth, that actually sounded positive, but then there was another report that maybe China was looking to step back from the phase one portion to get a deal that had more favorable Chinese terms. I only saw that one spot, but apparently it is being talked about in the market. And tomorrow morning, we have the USDA monthly report. It's 11 a.m. during the market hours. The estimates that were compiled last week suggest that the old crop wheat, corn, and beans were a little bit tighter for wheat at 969 million, where last time it was 970, so virtually no change. An increase in corn to 2.24 billion bushels, up from 2.09, largely due to a decrease in ethanol production. And soybeans, old crop, 488 million, about 8 million higher. And then new crop, the corn number is really big at 3.389 billion. Some people estimate up to 4 billion bushels.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.